I was saying, I know you just returned from your brother's funeral, and now we hear that today that your sister Ida has passed as well.
Glory be to God.
Above all, Pastor, I know you have been through, but I do feel that you still have joy.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I believe you still have joy after
Amen.
all the things and everything that you've
Amen.
God has still given you that joy. Praise God. So I'm just
You,
going to say,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
have joy. Praise God. Still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Still have joy. I still have joy. All the things I've been through, I still have joy. Hallelujah. I still have joy.
Amen.
Have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy.
Yes.
Have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. There were times in my life I felt I couldn't go on, but I sought the Lord and He made me strong.
Yes, God.
Called on Him all through the night. This is my testimony. He made everything all right. Hallelujah. I still have joy. I still have joy.
Hello.
All the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. There were times in my life I felt I couldn't go on, but I sought the Lord and He made me strong. Called on Him, He held on through the night. This is my testimony. He made everything all right. Hallelujah. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Still have joy. Still have joy. All the things I've been through. After all the things I've been through. All the
Things I've been through, I still have joy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Still got
Hallelujah.
joy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times. Praises shall
Yes, sir.
continue to be in my mouth. So shall
Amen.
I boast in the Lord, humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Amen.
Let's
Thank
exalt
you.
His name together. He is the good God.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Yeah.
We ought to rejoice and be glad to
Thank
be
you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He could have left us in yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. But he brought on into today.
Yes,
Jesus.
And for that we're giving glory and honor and praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've never been missing, but I'm still here.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm grateful to God for my sister Ida. 88
Amen.
years old, would have been 89 in October.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm just praising God for that.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I knew her when I had her in my life, 81 years.
Amen.
Oh, my
Stay here, 88 on the earth.
Yes, Lord.
So we're just grateful.
That's
yes,
right.
Lord.
Amen.
Passed the three score 10.
That's right.
Went past the four score.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So, what am I got to complain about?
Amen.
I'm just grateful to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That he just let me stay here a little while longer.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you for taking me through whatever I'm going through and whenever it happens. I know that he is not allowed to come to me if it wasn't for me.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So whatever it is I need.
Amen.
I don't know what it is, but he will supply.
Amen. That's right.
Every need, whether it's good to me or good for or bad for me.
Amen.
To me,
yeah,
it's going to wind up being good all together.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Praise God for our guests.
Thank Amen.
You. Amen. Amen.
Riding on the Zoom. Thank God for Elder Bush for helping out.
Amen.
Elder Dickon Johnson.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Amen.
Mention for the scripture.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We just thank God for all you that in Zoom land.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. And we thank you for your prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And to set them up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. What time is it?
Good news time.
Good news time. Good news time.
Good news.
We have plenty of bad news.
Amen.
Give us some good news.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And the word of God is just that.
Amen.
Good news.
Amen.
Great tidings, good tidings, and great joy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the word of God brings us. So whatever is going, we're going through, word of God is there to comfort you and to keep you going through that so you can get to the next plateau in your spiritual life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm still looking at Revelation.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
First chapter.
What chapter, Pastor?
First chapter.
One.
Thank you.
Amen.
Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, I was there.
Amen.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 1, again at verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show him, show unto his servants. Things that must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto that servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Christ Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that read it, and they that hear it. The word of the prophecy of this, those things written therein. For time is at hand.
Yes, my Lord.
John to the seven churches of which are in Asia. To be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come and from the seven spirits which are before the throne and from Jesus Christ who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the first and the prince of the king of the earth, kings of the earth, and to him that loved us and washed his us from our sins in his own blood. Okay, we want to talk about 2 minutes on the topic. Be faithful.
Be faithful.
Tell somebody to be faithful.
Be faithful.
Be faithful.
Be faithful.
Amen.
We know our time on this earth is not all that long compared to eternity. Mm-hmm. And we are here preparing ourselves so that we can go to a place where everything is peaceful, everything is good, everything is joyful.
Yes.
No sorrow, no hurts, no pain, no feels. Uh-huh. None of that will be there. But in order to get that, we got to get there. We got to be faithful.
Amen.
To what the Word of God says. Sometimes we are faithful to man, what man says, more so than we do what God says.
Amen.
Amen.
And we need to be faithful to God first. And if we're faithful to God, then we're going to wind up being faithful to the other thing that man is saying we need to do.
Amen.
But we're supposed to seek the kingdom of God first. Huh? And his righteousness. And everything else will be added unto us.
Amen.
Amen. The revelation again is the book of the Bible that's telling about what is yet to come when we are finished with this world and when he has taken this old world out of existence and put us into a new world kingdom. We need to be faithful in order to make it in that new kingdom where everything will be joy, joy, joy all the time.
Yes.
And we can be to praise him and not get tired. And so Jesus Christ, which God gave into him, this is the word he gave to him to show to the servant things which were yet to come. And he sent, signified by his angel that revealed it unto John, the servant. Now, he telling John what to do, he said, tell him to bear record of the word of God, of the testimony of Jesus Christ. And all things that you see. John had the job of writing down the things that he was saying was shown unto him that was yet to come. Okay. And so he said, blessed is he that read it.
Amen.
And they that hear the words of the prophecy. Uh-huh. So you got an ear to hear, you need to hear what is written in this prophecy. Okay? This is the book of Revelation. And to keep those things which are written therein, to not only just hear them, but you got to keep them. Amen. Be faithful in doing what the word says.
Amen.
This is why we need to ask the Lord to lead us and guide us by His Holy Spirit each and every day before we even get started on our way.
Amen.
We need to invite the Holy Spirit to take charge. And remember what the song that we used to sing, where He lead me, I will follow. And now you can't have no opinion about where you're going.
Amen.
You say you're gonna follow Him.
Tell it, Pastor.
You can't be having an opinion about how it should be done.
Preach it, preach it.
Just do it the way the Word said do it.
Amen.
And not find a weasel our way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or to make it simple. When he'll make it just as simple as it needs to be.
Right.
And when He give it to you, He means for you to do it exactly the way He said do it.
Amen.
So John has his job to reveal this into the seven churches that was in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. And from the seven spirits which are before His throne. So you will receive this if you are faithful. And from Jesus Christ, who is faithful.
Yes, He is.
And He's a faithful witness.
Amen.
And the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth.
Yes.
And to Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. So we can see here that the Word letting us know that Jesus loved us.
Amen.
And He loved us so much that He took His own blood and washed us our sins away.
Amen.
We couldn't do it.
Amen.
Our blood was contaminated.
Amen.
And everything else that we heard in the last two sermons. That of it can't be done without God can't. Doing what He needs to do.
Amen.
Nobody was worthy to even look up in the book. Look down to read, open it up to read it. But Jesus was made for the purpose.
Amen.
He's the first begotten of the dead. All right. He's that witness, and He took His own blood and make us in a position where that we can enjoy the future and the new heaven and that He is making prepared for us. We say He went away and He's coming back again.
Amen.
To receive us.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Right?
And His kingdom that's been prepared for us. And He had made us kings and priests unto God and His Father.
Amen.
So not only did He cleanse us with His blood, He's made us kings and princes and unto God as His Father.
Right.
To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And the dominion forever and ever. He said, look here. He cometh with clouds. And every eye shall see Him.
Amen.
So when He comes, He's going to come back with the cloud.
Amen.
And every eye.
Yeah.
Gonna have to sin. Those that's blind, they're going to sin too.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
Because every eye is every eye.
Mm-hmm.
All those that's gone on before us, they'll get the sin as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see him, and they that also was pierced him, even the one that was at the cross.
Yeah.
And pierced him in the side while he was hanging on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see him too. Mm-hmm. All kingdoms and the earth shall wail because of him.
Yes.
Even so, amen.
Amen.
Amen means so let it be.
Amen.
Okay. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord. He is the first and he's the last.
Amen.
He's the start of everything and he's the ending of everything. Okay. So it's in Christ. We live. It's in Christ we have our being. And John said, who also am your brother and companion of tribulations and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ, that I was in the spirit of the Lord on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice sounding like a trumpet and was saying, I am Alpha and I'm Omega, the first and the last.
Mm-hmm.
And what thou seest, write in a book.
Yes.
And
amen.
Send it into the seven churches, which are in Asia. Those churches being Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
Mm-hmm.
This is a message sent out to the church. And I turned to see the voice that spake unto me with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one of like to one, or like to him, to the Son of God, clothed with a garment down to the foot. The garment went for his there to his foot, and gird about the paths with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool.
Yes.
Describing the Son of God. As white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Yes.
Imagine looking at someone that was arrayed that way.
Amen. Bridget, Pastor.
Said, his feet like into fine brass, as if they were burned in a furnace, and his voice as a sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his own, out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Well, you know that is the word of God coming out of his word mouth, because he is a word.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of God, the word that is had the sharp two-edged sword. This was sharper than that. And he could, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying to me, "Fear not." And the first and the last. I am the first and I'm the last. So don't fear. Everything that begins in me and everything ends in me. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Amen.
Okay, so ladies, see, but here, he is not dead as some still suppose.
Amen.
Saying that he is dead. He's not dead, he's still here.
Amen.
Because he is beginning of everything, he's the ending of everything. And when he's gone, everything is going to be gone out of existence. Because in him that which exists, I am alive forevermore.
Yes.
That means he won't die no more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
Yes.
Everything is in his charge.
Amen.
When he got up from the grave, he rose with all power in his hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The keys of hell from the devil.
Yes.
Okay. And everything is in his charge. Okay. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Okay. So it's being revealed to us. Okay. The mystery of the 7 stars, which thou sayest in my right hand, and in the 7 golden candlesticks. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches, and the 7 candlesticks which thou sawest the 7 churches. And a lot of times people ask questions concerning things that's going on, that will be going on when this comes to pass.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, you're not worried about all those fearful things. There ain't but one way to escape it.
Amen.
And that is to be saved.
Amen.
You got to come to Jesus and repent.
Amen.
Yeah, the word says we need to just got to repent.
Amen.
Okay. And when we do that, everything will work out for us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't have to worry about the beasts and dragons and all the other things that are going on during the times of tribulation. Because if you live right, if you're faithful to the word, and when it comes back on those clouds, he's going to stop in the midair.
Amen. He
comes all the way down on earth.
Thank you, Pastor.
Stop in the midair.
Uh-huh.
And then those that are rested in their grave, wherever they are, the sea or wherever,
uh-huh,
going to get up.
Get up first.
Before we can, anything can happen to us, before we can do anything, they had to get, they had to be risen first.
Amen.
Okay. And then they all,
yes, sir,
shall be changed.
Uh-huh.
From the moment, as quick as, as you can blink your eye.
Really?
That everybody that's sleeping in Christ,
yes, sir,
and everybody that's in Christ that alive when it comes will be changed together and then will be caught up.
Hallelujah.
To meet him in the air.
Glory to God.
So he's going to rapture us up from the earth and then the time of tribulation can take place.
Amen.
All those other things that you keep worrying about will happen. Don't worry about that. You just live so you don't have to work. Deal with that. Because if you're worrying about it and not living to deal with it, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Hell.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
You can escape by doing with the word of God. So into the church, into the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, but said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works. You can't get by.
Tell it, Pastor.
He know how you've been living.
Amen.
He know how, whether you've been faithful or not. Okay. Or tell them, I know your works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou hast not bear with them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them to be liars,
mm-hmm,
and has bore that and has patience for him for my namesake.
Yes.
Has labor and has not fainted. This is one, so you've gone through all of that and you didn't give up.
Amen.
You still held fast to what he had told you to do. You were faithful.
Uh-huh.
Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Some of us have been faithful up to a point, then we started what? Driven off to in another direction.
Yeah, that passed.
Okay. Because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from which thou art fallen, and repent. You got to recall about what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And then repent of the wrong.
Amen.
But some of us got so holy with the thing, we don't need to repent.
Tell it, Pastor.
But we got to repent every day.
Preach it.
All day long, every day.
Amen.
And we got to repent, keep ourselves humble.
Amen.
And so that we won't fall in that trap. This is why he told you to get daily prayer. Say, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen.
That's a daily prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in a sinful body.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're going to wind up doing some sinful things.
Amen.
No matter how hard you resist, you're going to slip and fall.
Amen.
Because you're in that sinful, imperfect body.
Amen.
So we got to remember that. Stay faithful at our repentance. Stay faithful at our humbleness. Mm-hmm. And be patient. Okay, with others, somebody said the song, be patient with me. Mm-hmm. God ain't through with me yet.
All right.
Amen.
So we know that I'm human and I'm going to make a mistake.
Tell the pastor. Amen.
Paul said, when I would do right,
tell
evil was present.
Amen.
And tempting me.
That's
right. So I find myself doing that I ought not to do.
Amen.
I find myself doing it that I should be doing.
Amen.
I find myself not doing it.
Amen.
Oh, wretched man I am.
Preach it, preach
it. Who shall deliver me?
Amen.
From this wrath. And he said, I thank be to God. It's going to be the Lord Jesus. He's done it for us. So in him, we will be perfect. Out of him, we are still a sinful person.
Amen.
So we got to stay in him.
Amen.
Be faithful.
Yeah. Amen.
So remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. And when did you fall out of repentance? Okay. And repent. And do your first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of the place, out of his place, mm-hmm. except thou repent. Okay. So we got to repent.
Amen.
Or your candlestick gonna be moved. Okay. All right. Tell three people, repent.
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 Amen.
Now say, tell yourself, and I need to repent too.
And I need to repent too.
Amen. Daily. Need to repent too.
We love to tell other people to repent.
Tell it, Pastor.
But we're going to admit that ourselves have been wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to be right on everything. No, you're not right on everything.
Amen.
Oh, you ain't. You're not perfect.
Amen.
The thing that we are required to be perfect in is love.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
And it takes love to cause you to repent.
Okay.
Amen.
Without that love, you won't repent.
Right.
Without that love, you keep on being who you are.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But this thou has that our anus, the deeds of the Nicolaitan, later, which I also hate. He that had an ear,
let him hear. Yes, sir.
Spirit said to the churches,
yes.
To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. So if you overcome, you'll be to eat from the tree of life that has except 12 manner of fruit, and the leaves on the tree was good for the healing of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be to eat from that tree. And live forever.
Amen.
If you repent.
Uh-huh.
And only if you will overcome him that is called the dragon. He will deceive you.
Amen.
If you don't watch yourself. He is a master deceiver.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where his greatest power is, in this deception.
Amen.
When it started out, he started out deceiving.
Amen.
He deceived Eve. Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. And what's a lie? A lie is something that you use to cover up something, so that's deception.
Mm-hmm.
The lie is never a deceiving tactic.
Amen.
To cover up something that you've done rather than repenting of it. You just repent of it and get rid of it.
Amen.
That's up.
To him that overcome it, I will give to him to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. All right. I think our time is up. So be faithful.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Be faithful in your repentance.
Uh-huh.
Be faithful in your adhering to the word of God. Be faithful. And you can live in this kingdom that Amen. Jesus went away to prepare for us.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
Thank you, God.
Have a smile upon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be faithful. Tell three people, be faithful.
Be faithful.
Be faithful.
Be faithful.
Be faithful.
Faithful. Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
Holy, holy, holy.
Yes.
Holy, holy, holy.
Oh, yes.
Holy, holy, holy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Faithful, faithful, faithful.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Faithful, faithful, faithful. Faithful, Jesus, what's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.